President Bush leaves Washington's political wars behind this week for a visit to London. But as NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore observes, the president may not find everything about his visit to England to be jolly.
President Bush's visit to London is being billed as the first American state visit to Britain in history. That's because he'll be staying at Buckingham Palace, officially the guest of the Queen, rather than the Prime Minister. But no amount of ceremony can disguise the tension that's building up in Britain, where tens of thousands are organizing to demonstrate against the Iraq War, and where polls show President Bush to be vastly unpopular. Prime Minister Tony Blair has sought to serve as a bridge between a warring America and an anti-war Europe. But the bridge itself is quaking as the transatlantic alliance teeters under the weight of the most divisive issue in its history. If there is such a thing as negative coattails, Bush is bringing them to London. Domestically, Blair is in good shape because the opposition conservatives are in a mess, seeking new leadership. So it is Bush rather than Blair who needs help in a situation where 3 out of 4 in a London Daily Mirror poll believe that the war is making the world less safe. The British press is featuring anti-Bush interviews. For example, a man who lost his son in a riot outside a police station in southern Iraq said, "I am totally against his visit. I don't know how he has a nerve to show his face in this country." In advance interviews with the British media, President Bush indicates he will try to weather the storm. He said, "I can understand people not liking war. I don't like war. War is the last choice a president should make, not the first." In advance interviews with the American press, Blair says he only wants a chance to explain to his citizens the policy on terrorism that he shares with Bush. How well the 3-day visit goes may depend on what happens in Iraq. Guerrillas have struck at Americans, Italians, the United Nations, and private organizations like the International Red Cross. There has been no recent major assault on the British, who have the second largest military contingent in Iraq after the United States. It takes some fortitude for Bush to visit a country where the Times of London reports more than 60% of Britons disapprove of his handling of the Iraq situation. If relations with Britain don't get worse, the president can count his visit a success. This is Daniel Shore.